Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Three Ropes Radio. 90 minutes of pro wrestling news, interviews, and arguments with Scott Finehouse, Mr. 123, Jim Holbert, and featuring ThreeRopes.com senior staff writer Kevin Hagen. You're listening to Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome in. Welcome in. You have found Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com. My name is Scott Finehouse, and joining me as he does each and every week, my tag team partner, my partner in crime, Jimmy Holbert. And we are here to talk 90 minutes of professional wrestling in the Binghamton, New York area.
That's right, Scott. This week we'll go over the results from the WWE house show in Binghamton with Kevin Hagen, hopefully. Again, taking care of some business today. We'll talk about the extra guys returning to Excite for their upcoming show on April 30th, and 2CW is coming back.
Thanks to
Syracuse basketball and Jim Boeheim, an endorsement from Jim Boeheim.
Wow, what a!
We'll explain all of that. I mean, if you haven't paid attention, it's March Madness here in the world of everybody, and if you're not watching, then that's your fault. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Plus, joining this week will be a man who is making his return to ECPW after 4 years. Another guy that you'll see that hasn't been around, and that's Maximo Suave. We've been talking to him, so he's going to be on the Three Ropes Radio this week.
That's right. And if you want to call into the show, as always, we support that. The phone number is in the comments section on Facebook, so we're not going to tell you what it is. No, just joking. The number 929-477-1421 is the number to dial to get into the studio. And Jimmy, this weekend has been all sorts of crazy. And before I get to my end, how have you been?
Well, yeah, I had a nice quiet weekend with work, and it was kind of quiet. We had the Shelter Slam was this weekend, so we were kind of slow, but it was nice. It was a good weekend, kind of just relaxed, hung out with with Shannon, and we watched the new Pee Wee Herman movie on Netflix.
Me and Daddy Bones talked about this yesterday. I actually seen that it was the featured content on Netflix. I'm not used to getting, a dose of Pee Wee Herman as soon as I get Netflix. Like, oh, it's Netflix and chill. Okay, not in the mood anymore.
It's a Pee Wee Herman movie. It's just like any other. So, except Pee Wee's a lot older. Brent actually said, "Dad, that doesn't look like Pee Wee Herman." I said, "Buddy, it is. Trust me."
That's in fact.
But yeah, you had quite an eventful weekend. We were talking, we were texting back and forth for a little while this weekend, and yeah, you had quite the interesting weekend.
Yeah, Evolve Wrestling, Evolve 56 and 57 was this past weekend. I, of course, work for Evolve, so I was down there, and my God, New York City was, I don't know why, but it was the easiest time to get through this time. I went right in and right out, and I drove all around and didn't have a problem with traffic. It was the weirdest thing. And thank God, because I was the one in charge of parking. So Drew Galloway.
Yeah, you
was on
texted
the show.
Me about this. Yeah,
Drew Galloway's on the show, and no one knows that he's on the show except for me, Gabe, and Drew, pretty much, and a couple other officials. But they kept it really quiet because Evolve backstage, they like to keep it really kayfabe too when something happens like this. So Drew Galloway was coming into town, and Gabe had gotten back to me, and he'd say, like, okay, you got to park Gabe, or you got to park Drew's car. Now, we're at an American Legion in the middle of Brooklyn, and, as you imagine, it's really hard to find a spot. And, I'm in a seedy part of Brooklyn, so I'm like, okay, let me see where I can park this guy's car so it's not going to get robbed. So I'm driving around, and he's in the car, lad, and he's talking like this, and not as bad as not nearly as bad as Seamus either, but he's talking, and I go by the American Legion. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. I really messed it up. He's like, oh, no, don't worry. He's like, I work for DNA. He's like, it's okay. I'm used to the mistakes. And he was joking with me and stuff. And I don't know, man. Everything ended up fine. I ended up talking to Joel Gertner, too. That was awesome. That was probably the highlight of my weekend, was talking to Joel Gertner. I seen a Drew Gulak match and a Zack Sabre match that I heavily I mean, this isn't even promotion. This is just like, I seriously have seen art this weekend. It was amazing. And if you get a chance to watch that, do so. Because, you know, good matches, Jim, as we found out, good matches, they can distract you a little bit. We were a little late onto the air because we were watching the Sean Carr and Little Daddy C match.
From the Brendan show, yeah.
I'm like, man, what a good match. I'm like, wait, aren't we supposed to be
like,
on the air?
Well, yeah, like, literally, like, we get out of there like 5 seconds till your show starts, and we're like, okay.
Yeah, about that. I guess that is why we're sitting here, right? But yeah, anyway, Evolve was awesome. All the people down there had a great match. We had one of the best weekends of Evolve. William Regal was there. Beat him at Paper, Rock, Scissors.
Paper, Scissors. Yeah, you told me about that. You texted me about that.
Best of three to get into the locker room. He was a really good sport, really fun guy. And I just had an absolute blast. But the Zack Sabre and Drew Gulak match is just amazing. So check that out if you can. And that's pretty much that. Now we've got, and one last thing. I've learned about hotel experience, right? I am 32 years old. I have never had a credit card in my life. People are like, what? Yes, no credit card. So I found out that when you go to a hotel, there is a credit. Like, okay, so when you use a credit card at a hotel, you have to put down some kind of, like, you know, they have your card. So if you damage the TV or something, they'll just take the card. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a card, you have to put down like $120. Well, I went down to this hotel and I'm trying to find a place because I'm really tired and I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm trying to get into this in just to sleep. And I come up like, you know, I'm way short. I go to the hotel and I take them down $69 on their offer. I'm like, no, I can't pay that. I can't. We go down to 169, goes down to 109. So $60 off. And I still can't afford it. So then I said, oh, shit, you know, I can't get in here. So I went down to the Days Inn. Long story short, same thing. I had to put a security down. I had $185 in my name. It came to $181. And that is my story on why Joel Gertner almost fucked me. Because I offered him something. I said, hey, here's $5. I bought a little, an 8x10 thing from him just to give him fucking money. And I wanted something for it. And if it would have been $10, I wouldn't have been able to sleep that night. Literally. So,
well, you could have just went to the truck stop and then just parked your car and went to sleep.
Man, I don't know where I was. Okay? I was somewhere in New Jersey that I think was featured on The Sopranos, so I was pretty much out of there. I didn't want anything to do with that. So, you know, an interesting week to at least be said. And I don't know, man. It's always an interesting one. Now, Kevin Hagan this is normally when we would go to him. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Kevin. I don't know if he's going to be on the show or not. Basically, he's having some car problems today and trying to get all those things worked out. So we hope the best for him. And I don't know. The show will just keep on rolling on as we come back. And today, as you said, Maximo Suave on the program, so we'll get his thoughts on a lot of things too.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be pretty interesting. We haven't talked to him in a while.
All that. Three Ropes Radio when we come back.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend, is
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
Hey, everybody. This is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag ThatImageGuy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com, best tag team ever. Check it out, ThatImageGuy, ThreeRopes.com.
It's time to go back in time with This Week in History on ThreeRopesRadio.com.
This week's history reads a lot like the history of WrestleMania. 1988, WWF held WrestleMania 4 at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, New Jersey. In the main event, Macho Man Randy Savage defeated Ted DiBiase to capture the vacant WWF Championship after working his way through the likes of Butch Reed, Greg Valentine, and the One Man Gang earlier in the evening as part of a one-night single elimination tournament to claim a new WWF Champion. In 1991, WWF held WrestleMania 7 in Los Angeles, California. In the main event, Hulk Hogan defeated Sergeant Slaughter to capture the WWF Championship. In 1997, WWF held WrestleMania 13 in Rosemont, Illinois. In the main event, The Undertaker defeated Psycho Sid for the WWF Championship. On March 23, 2001, WWF purchased then-rival World Championship Wrestling for a reportedly low $2.5 million. 3 days later, on March 26, WCW held the very last episode of Monday Night Nitro. Every major championship in the promotion was defended. In the double main event, United States Champion Booker T defeated Scott Steiner for the WCW Championship, and Sting defeated Ric Flair in a rematch from the very first Monday Night Nitro. The show would end in a simulcast between WWF and WCW, which would then set the invasion angle into motion. Birthdays this week, The Undertaker, the only one with a birthday. He turns 51, and that's this week in history, brought to you by PW247.net and 3ropes.com.
It's time for the news. With 3ropes.com senior writer, Kevin Hagen.
All right, well, we lied, okay? Kevin Hagen is not here.
He's not going to make it today.
He's never going to make it. You know, he's fired. Okay? any other job, any other reputable job.
Well, hey, well,
we did
get our T-shirts, though.
We did. So I guess
he did something right.
Okay, I guess. You're always saving. Instead of the news, we are just going to go over quickly the WWE house show from Binghamton on March 20th. And then on the line with us after we go through the little bit of news we have here would be Maximo Suave. So we're going to get to him in a little bit here. Now, WWE live results from Binghamton, it's been subpar, Jim, at best. Okay. The actual official promotion from Three Ropes is if you tell us that you were at the WWE Binghamton show on Sunday, we're going to give you a $15 shirt as opposed to a $20 shirt, going to give you a $5 savings to help put some money back in your pockets, because a lot of people are saying, man, show is mailed in. I feel ripped off.
A lot of people said that.
So, you know, and that's the thing. So, and you know, I think actually, Jim, we have by the hair of his chinny chin chin, does Kevin Hagen make the program? Kevin, are you there?
I am here.
Look at this. I'm just sitting here talking crap about you, and here you are to make me look foolish once again.
I'm used to you talking crap about me, so I don't take personal.
I'm used to looking foolish for it.
Hey, I said we got the T-shirts. They look great. You know, I stuck awesome. Up for you, Kevin.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. Kidding. I knew you would.
Oh, God. All right. Well, what's going on over there, Kevin? How are we doing this week?
We are doing good. Other than a few auto difficulties, we're doing well.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, we were just actually talking about the WWE house show. I don't know if you had a chance to grab the results, but we'll let you go through the news on what you have for us. And were you able to grab the results? So see if I have to get them for us.
I did not have a chance to get. Okay. I didn't have a chance to look at them yet.
Okay, no problem. I have them, so I'll go after you. But what kind of news going on this week?
Daniel Bryan has asked for some time off from WWE, and they have granted it to him. So all the Daniel Bryan Appreciation Night in Madison Square Garden has been postponed, as has a lot of his appearances, except for the WrestleMania 32 appearance. Fan Access will still be doing that. But after that, he's asked for time off, and they have granted it to him. No reason as to why he asked for it off.
Well, hasn't he had time off? I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I mean, didn't the guy just retire? He's been doing press and stuff, right, for WWE.
But I guess he just wants time away, you know, and this is, he's still basically under contract with WWE. So if they call him, he has to go to him. You know, he has to be
there. Imagine it's probably emotionally taxing on him as well, seeing everybody, you know, and especially him with the skill level that he's got, despite an injury, you know, without the injury, I should say, he would be in, you know, right up in there in the main event for WrestleMania consideration. So it's got to be eating at him a little bit as well.
Oh, absolutely. Especially since his wife is still wrestling there and she's probably going to be on the card for WrestleMania. So,
yeah,
you know,
making
she'll be
one last
on
payday,
it.
Right?
Yeah. But they've been trying to start a family and, the, you know, he just wants some time away and, hey, he deserves it. He's wrestled his butt off for what, you know, for 20 years. So he deserves some time away.
Well, you know, Daniel Bryan is a great competitor, but here's my question, since we have some people from the Rochester area listening. Do you have any update on Luke Harper?
All we know is it's a knee injury. They have not said how severe it was. He was not at the SmackDown tapings last night. The Wyatt family was featured in the main event, but Luke Harper was not there. They have not released how severe the knee injury is, but it was a knee injury. He sustained in the Raw tapings on Monday night. But again, he was not at SmackDown, and they have not said how severe the injury is.
This is always a bad time for a wrestler to go out for an injury
at
WWE.
There's so many that have been injured lately, and they have not been booked on WrestleMania unless it's going to be unless it was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So, you know, they can easily take him out of that without having to change any kind of plans.
Well, we were talking shortly before we went on the air, and you know it's like we were saying, a lot of these house shows, you know, these guys are expected to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing a house show, and then Monday and Tuesday they're on TV, you know, and it's just a little too much, and they have so many guys under contract that they don't use, you know, that they should be using on these house shows. Do you think that would limit the injuries if they did things like that, like maybe even using some of the NXT guys?
I think just cutting the whole house show schedule down completely would help them. Because like you said, they're on the road. I mean, at the height of it, I mean, the glory days, they're on the road 300 days a year. I don't think it's as bad this time right now, but it's still up to 200 days a year wrestling. And that takes a toll major on your body, and you can't expect people to go out night after night, give it 100% without an injury happening, even a freak injury happening. You have to give them time off. And I agree, very big of the NXT guys. There are a lot of guys under contract they're not using. There's a lot of ways you can limit it, but I don't think they're all about making money, and I don't think they really – I don't want to say don't care because I think they do, but they're just out to make money.
The thing that you pointed on and touched on is that it takes a toll on the body. It also takes a toll on the show quality. And in Binghamton here – now, I know some people are familiar and some people aren't, so I'm going to explain. The WWE has ranking systems from A+ to D-, I think it goes down to, in terms of market size and where they focus their house shows on and what wrestlers go to what market size. John Cena is obviously going to go to a bigger show where we're going to go in Binghamton. We're going to get, you know, the smaller star. We've always, for years, we've gotten the Ultimate Warrior when Madison Square Garden has gotten Hulk Hogan. That's just how it's happened. So with that, they come into Binghamton this last Sunday, and the show is just rated subpar. No one liked it. It was thrown together, mailed in is what we've been hearing. And it's just it's something that the WWE, you know, quite frankly, I don't think cares about, you know, and they don't care because as long as the gate's strong enough to support a profitable show, they're going to keep coming to this town. Now, with that, I mean, when they cut down the shows, when they cut down the house shows, I think that helps maintain a certain level of quality, and that helps maintain a certain level of health for the wrestlers on roster.
Well, I agree. That's why they need to cut down the amount of house shows.
We've got an AJ Styles debuted here this Sunday. He defeated Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze did some press in the media that I don't know how good it went over or not, but because the interviewer just did not like wrestling at all. But AJ Styles made his WWE debut. We have Luke Harper, who is from Rochester, which is only a couple hours north of here, and he's got a really strong influence on this area, wrestling with 2CW and things like that. So they had some reason, they had some ways to do some things with this show and promote it a little better, but this just happens to be house show number 74 out of 212 for the WWE. And it just sucks because I think that this would be a good way to maybe bring in more regional promoters and kind of, you know, help them, you know, promote a show that is more, more in tune with the Binghamton crowd. I remember we talked a couple weeks ago about using certain people, not indie guys, but so to say, but like when you're in Allentown, use an Afa and bring him in just for one appearance. I think they should start doing that because the WWE house show fell flat.
You know, and we got guys like Sean Carr who have the ability to do that. You know what I mean? You know, we have local talent here. But, you know, but it's like you look up and down the card. I mean, Mark Henry defeats the Ascension. I mean, Darren Young, Damian Sandow, and Fandango as a tag team.
We got Bad News Barrett in the main event. Kevin, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose beat Sheamus and Bad News Barrett in the main event.
I'm lost as to why you think it was a bad show. You know, anytime I get to see Fandango, I'd be elated.
Chris Jericho beat Jack Swagger in what would be a match that was talked about for ages.
The only match I heard good about was the triple threat tag match with the New Day, the Usos, and the Dudley Boys. I heard that was probably the better match of the night. You know?
Ouch.
So, ouch. And that's just because it's the New Day, it's the Usos, and it's the Dudleys. I mean, there's just so much you can do with those three tag teams.
Ouch.
Very true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin, I don't know, man. The house show's not doing too good over here in the Binghamton, New York area. And if anybody wondered, we are a C is what we are graded by the WWE in terms of market size. Scranton would be a B, so it's Syracuse. And A, of course, is New York. I think you guys are actually an A or an A-minus over in Columbus.
Yeah, we've had whenever we rarely get a house show. Whenever we get a show, it's usually like a Raw or we've had a few pay-per-views.
See, we're going to have to go crash at Kevin's house one night and go to a pay-per-view or something.
I like that. I like that idea. All right. Well, Kevin,
yeah,
thanks for joining us.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's the confirmation right there that we needed. That's all I need to know.
All of a sudden we're knocking on his door on a Saturday morning.
He's like, guys, you stayed over for WrestleMania, but this is the next pay-per-view. I mean, we've been here a while. You need to get out of my house. All right, fine. All right, well, Kevin, thanks for joining us in a very short amount of time here. We appreciate you coming on and as always, giving us the opinions and the news of the week.
Hey, no problem at all. I'm glad to be here.
All right, Kevin Hagan, ThreeRopes.com. Catch him on ThreeRopes.com. And, Jimmy, we are going to be back. We're going to roll right around with a guy that is coming back to ECPW, a guy who, I don't know, has a little bit to say. We haven't covered a lot of him. That's Maximo Suave. We're going to give him his time. As he gets his time April 1st, we're going to give him his time today. Shoot the breeze with me and Jimmy Holber on Three Ropes Radio. On the other side of this, thank you, Kevin Hagan. Get your car fixed. We'll be back.
Have you got color in your cheeks? Do you ever get that feel that you can shift the tide?
Hey, listeners, do you like all the shows you listen to on ThreeRopes.com? Then you're going to like the Binghamton Throw Punch. It's a brand new podcast started by Ian Daddy Bones and Scott Finehouse. 60 minutes of pro wrestling talk and unnecessary nothingness. You never know what you're going to expect from the Binghamton Throw Punch.
You're listening to Binghamton's number one pro wrestling podcast.
This ain't WCW. This ain't Monday Night Raw. This ain't SmackDown. This ain't even WWE. This, my friend, is
Three Ropes Radio on ThreeRopes.com.
And we're back on Three Ropes Radio. And Kevin Hagan did end up joining us. So thank you to him for getting on. And
just
giving
by
us
the hair on his chinny chin chin.
My God, you know what I'm telling you. But also joining us, Jimmy. You know, like I said before the break, there's been the ECPW Five, as we've been calling them, which is the five guys that are coming or returning, shall I say, to ECPW. And joining us on the line, one of the ECPW Five that are returning on April 1st, as we highlighted here on ThreeRopes.com, Maximo Suave. Maximo, how are we doing this Wednesday afternoon?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining us, buddy. We really appreciate it. We'll get right down to it. What led to your return at ECPW Stand Up and Fight 5? I mean, why this show and why now?
I got the call. They asked me to make my return since I've been absent for the last, I think, 5 years since the last time I've been at ECPW. It was brought to my attention that they needed the Rican Sensation, and I said, yeah, I'd be there. ECPW was one of the very first companies to let me cut my teeth when I broke into the business many, many years ago.
Well, you know, you're coming back and you're coming with somebody you know pretty well, and that's Chris Caden. You guys are the former IWF Tag Team Champions, and you're coming to basically wrestle two guys who are pretty well known here in Brandon Alpha and Timothy Theory. You know, how do you guys feel coming into this match?
Well, me and Chris Caden, we're the type of guys that we go in there and mix it up with anybody and everybody. We don't doubt anybody. We just go in there and show them who we are, man. And as you guys have seen me before, I go in that ring and I just take everybody to the limit. And when I met Chris Caden, he's the same way as me, so it was a kind of a good mixture of us, because I'm the high flyer and I can do whatever athletically, and he's more the ground and pound, so our chemistry is there, and we take on anybody and everybody.
Well, two guys who will be taking on April 1st at Stand Up and Fight 5 is Brandon Alpha and Tim Theory. Brandon Alpha, I believe you might be familiar with. Tim Theory, maybe not so much. But these guys, namely Brandon Alpha, has been making a name for himself in ECPW. He is a blue chipper and somebody who's on the rise here in 2016. Have you guys got a chance to scout Brandon Alpha or Tim Theory at all yet? I know that a lot of guys like to do a lot of research before their matches, and a lot of guys like to do it right before their matches, so they're familiar with it. Have you guys gotten a chance this week to look at any film or anything of these guys yet?
We have studied some films. We've got a game plan for the match. But the best part of it is that sometimes, you know, we're creative. You know, we're the type of guys that we have, instead of having a plan A and a plan B, we got a plan A through Z. So no matter if they try to throw a curveball at us or throw us off our game, we always have something in store to make sure that we get the job done at the end of the night, which is our hands raised at the end of the night.
Well, you know, now that you're back here in ECPW, what kind of an impact do you hope to make? Are you looking to remain, as a tag team with Defiance and Chris Caden, or are you looking to venture back into the singles action and maybe try to get your hands on one of the many titles we have here in ECPW?
Me and Chris Caden are here to defy the tag team division. We're here to take it to a whole new limit. So as of right now, my focus is on the tag team. And the thing about it is that me and Caden are focused on that. If in case we see that we have an opportunity in the single side, we don't have a problem by going our separate ways for a bit and accomplishing what we wanted. But as of right now, the focus is being the tag team everywhere we go, especially on April 1st at Stand Up and Fight for ECPW.
Well, you know, You mentioned earlier that ECPW is your first time in 5 years that you're coming back to ECPW. Since, after you left ECPW the first time, you had a lot of success. You recently have found success in Upstate Pro Wrestling, where you are the current champion, that you've been the current champion for the past 10 months. What have you learned since that time? I mean, maybe the most important thing that you've learned since your last time in ECPW that really kind of helped, boost your career, so to speak?
is the I went with the NFG mentality, the no less given, and it's just going in there and just doing whatever it takes to prove that I am the best out there. And in upstate, I proved it. Nobody thought that I can be the world heavyweight champion. And I went through all types of obstacles, from going from Ricky Reyes to the heavyweight champion, who was my best friend, Coconut Jones, and went through all of them to prove to everybody that I am the man. I even had to and I still have to keep proving it. I had to wrestle Cheech, and they throw me a bone or trying to throw me off my game by wrestling Tito Santana, and I took him to the limit. I'm the type of guy that no matter what you throw in front of me, I'm going to get the job done. I put a lot of time in the gym, and I sacrifice a lot of time with the family to be on the road 24/7, to perfect my craft, and to go wherever I go, become the guy.
Well, you know,
as of right now at Upstate, I am now the measuring stick. And the measuring stick, I prove it all the time, because I am, as of now, still the UPW world champion.
And that's awesome. And we couldn't be prouder of you here at Three Ropes Radio. I mean, that's definitely a great accomplishment.
Yeah, but, trust me, man, it was a big thing for me. Like, I go everywhere and I wrestle to the best of my abilities, and I make sure that I give the crowd what they want to see. But at the same time, I make sure that when I walk out that building, I can still walk with my head high, knowing that I gave it all and I got the job done.
Well, you know, When we first met you, we met in a show in Owego, New York, for ECPW.
Oswego.
I posted the video online last night. It was mine and Scott's first promo ever, which included yourself and Super Bad, now known as Super Cop Dick Justice.
Dick Justice.
You know, and we were all young back then. That was 6 years ago or so. You know. What advice would you give somebody younger now that you learned back in those days working with two green little assholes like me and Scott Fineout?
Apply yourself to this. If you want to be, whether it's a wrestler, commentator, or referee, apply yourself to it. Do not half-ass it. You either go all in or you don't. If you're new in the business, mouth shut, ears open, eyes open. I've been doing this for 13 years, and I still, I am vocal, but when I'm about to learn something, I keep my mouth shut, my ears open, my eyes open, because to this day, I'm still learning something new every day. Pay your dues, be respectful to everybody, and go out there and tear the house down, because everybody... That's the mentality that everybody should have, that when they go into a show is that they want to be the best match on the card. If you're respectful, you're loyal, and they see that you're a good person, then somebody will come to you and present you an opportunity. But if I see somebody who's a know-it-all and always has an opinion about something, and when you're trying to teach them something and they just keep running their mouth, why am I going to help them out? They're not going to learn anything.
That's good.
I learned it.
It's good words of advice too, because you can talk about them. You can talk to people, but if it falls on deaf ears and they're not willing to at least listen, right? Then you've both wasted your time.
Exactly. And then the other best advice I got is train every day, study tapes, study wrestling from everywhere, whether it's Mexico, Japan, Europe, the States, learn, study everything. If you're breaking in and you have your own home fed, make sure you're comfortable enough to wrestle anybody on that card and know that you can tear it down before you go out there and try to become a better wrestler. Because sometimes, it goes by, show me who you are. What's the expression? Show me who you are when I show you who you are. If you're not completely trained and you're not really comfortable wrestling guys, when you go elsewhere, you're representing your home fed. So if you're half-assing everything, what do you think everybody's going to think? Everybody's going to think that the home fed you're coming from only produces half-ass wrestler. Pro Wrestling, where we produce guys like Colin Delaney's and the Luke Harper's and the Jimmy Olsen's, the super. Hello?
Hey, listeners, check it out. It's Ian Daddy Bones. When you go to threeropes.com and you scroll to the bottom of the site, you're going to see an Amazon banner, which isn't that bad because I like shopping at Amazon. But tell you what, when you in particular click on that banner and do your normal shopping, we here at Three Ropes would like to say thank you because we actually get a little kickback off your purchase, which helps us throw it back into the show to make everything greater than it already is. So thank you very much for your support.
Hey, everybody, this is your favorite independent pro wrestler, your Italian hero, Joey Image, here to tell you about my show, That Image Guy. You can find me on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on YouTube. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can search the hashtag That Image Guy and find me there as well. But now you can also find me on ThreeRopes.com. That's right, Joey Image, ThreeRopes.com, best tag team ever. Check it out, That Image Guy, ThreeRopes.com.
Now, for the latest news going on, right here in the 607, it's Mr. 123, Jim Holbert.